Let's now look at some of the aspects of this month of Ramadan, especially fasting. Now, fasting means abstaining from the things that are known as muftarat, those things that make a sawm batil, from the moment of Fajr to Maghrib, with the niyyah of qurbatan ilallah. Sawm is also known as roza in Urdu and Farsi. And every baligh Muslim must fast during the whole month of Ramadan. I know we've been doing it for nearly a week now, but let's try and understand it a little bit more. Remember, the month of Ramadan and Sawm depends highly upon our niyyah. Niyyah is our intention. And it must be clear within our minds why we are fasting. You can make a separate niyyah for each day or one for the whole month, but you must be very, very clear in your mind, I am fasting to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as according to His orders, or in other words, to be able to reach my full potential. And the order in the Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, Qutiba alaykum as-siyamu kama qutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. Fasting has been prescribed for you, has been ordered for you, as it was ordered for those before you, so that you may become God conscious. Now, this aspect of God consciousness, or taqwa as it's called, let's just have a little look at it so we can understand what we are aiming towards. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in many places talks about taqwa. Places in the Quran when He says, Allah only accepts from the muttaqeen, from those who have taqwa. Well, taqwa is defined in most translations as piety or God-fearing. And the basis of taqwa is the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with ikhlas, with sincerity. Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha says, do not pretend to obey Allah. Obey Him sincerely and faithfully. Let this desire of obedience be engraved in your mind and deep-rooted in your hearts. Let it rule over your words and deeds. Again, in another sermon, in Sermon 195 of Nahjul Balagha, he says, do your duty towards humankind and towards your Creator before death or before illness makes it impossible to do so. Be prepared to face death with your good deeds. Be ready to depart before the order reaches you. Remember that the ultimate goal for a human being on the day of Qiyamah, that the ultimate goal for a human being is the day of Qiyamah, and this fact is a lesson for a wise person and a warning for one who is unwise. So now, if we take taqwa as the fear of Allah, I say God consciousness, but let's, as the translations go, fear of Allah. Well, there are two types of fears. One is fear through ignorance, and the other is fear through knowledge. When a child is afraid to go to a dark room alone, his fear is through ignorance, because it's his imagination, which in essence is false evidence appearing real. When a toddler reaches out towards a snake in front of him and his mom rushes to save him for fear of him being bit, her fear is that of knowledge. Taqwa is fear of Allah through knowledge. The more we understand the awesomeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more we observe and realize that there is none like Him, the greater the respect, the greater the awe, and therefore the fear. And it's only then that we will, for example, await Adhan in the morning, not only in the month of Ramadan, but in other months for Salah, rather than the Adhan waking us up. Again, going back to Hazrat Luqman, whom we talked about, this fear must be accompanied by hope, because he tells his son, O my son, have such fear of Allah, that when you come to Him with the good deeds of both the worlds, He would still punish you. And have such hope in Him, that if you were to come to Him with the sins of both the worlds, He would still have mercy on you. Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam says, there is no mu'min who does not have two lights in his heart, two beliefs, the light of fear and the light of hope. Were one of these to be measured, it would not exceed the other. But we've got to be careful here, because there's a difference between hope and delusion. You know, Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam says, there are some people who commit sins and say we're hopeful. They remain in this condition until death comes to them. And there are people who have been swept away by delusion. They lie, they're not hopeful, for because when someone is hopeful, he or she will strive for that which they hope for. We can only hope for mercy and forgiveness if we respond and act as though in hope, do something wrong, do tawbah immediately. Resolve to change yourself, to be devoted only to Allah, freeing oneself from idols, centers of attraction as such. And finally, again I take this from Nahj al-Balagha, this is Sermon 196. Imam says, lead your life as a muttaqi, one who is God conscious. Make taqwa a habit of your life, wipe out your sins with His help. It will cure your moral diseases. Make it a means to provide for you His grace and blessings. Take a lesson from those who have disregarded it. Do not let your life be a warning to those who want to understand how people without taqwa have fared in this world. And because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala combines taqwa with fasting, let's look again, and I've mentioned these before, at some of the other aspects of fasting that we sometimes tend to look over. Rasulullah ﷺ said, he says, the month of Ramadan is the month in which you're called to divine hospitality. And he says, he talks about 9 things. He says, seek from Allah that He purifies your intention and your hearts from the stains of sins and ugly qualities. Ask that He grant you success in keeping the fast and reciting the Quran. When you're hungry and thirsty, remember the hunger and thirst of Qiyamah. Search out the poor and needy, supply their needs, treat children and relatives with kindness. Guard the tongue from that which should not be said, guard the eyes from that which is forbidden to look at. Guard the ears from that which is forbidden to listen to. Be kind to the orphans of others, so that others will be kind to your orphans. These are extracts from the sermon that we looked at in great detail. Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam says, fasting is not merely refraining from eating and drinking. On the contrary, your fast should be coupled with keeping your tongue from lying, not quarreling with one another, refraining from jealousy, not backbiting or gossiping, putting aside disputes, not swearing oaths even if they're true, being careful not to utter bad language or abuse, not being mean and miserly, not being unjust to anyone, keeping your eyes from what is forbidden to look at. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, there are so many people who derive no benefit from fasting except for hunger and thirst. In Hadith Qudsi, Allah says, the fast is for me and I shall give its reward. Let's ponder over these things today and hope that we can fast in a way that we can really, really call it a psalm and one for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which will provide us a shield from the fire agitation here and in the hereafter.